Welcome back to the program. First hour is brought to you by Thomas Bax at American Family Insurance. Call 314-298-7770, mention 590, and get a $10 gift card. Joining us right now on the Bellman Automotive phone line is the College Football Hall of Famer and current analyst on the CBS Sports Network. You can follow him on Twitter at Randy Cross FB. And he has a new podcast coming out called Unsafe Spaces. Randy Cross, how are you, sir?
I'm doing fantastic. Thank you.
Good. I think the last time I had you on, you were correctly predicting Clemson over Alabama.
Yeah, I believe that's right.
Yeah, that one turned out okay for you.
Yeah, you know, what's even, to me, is even more entertaining is how few people really are getting where Dabo Swinney has that program right now. Because, you know, Deshaun Watson's gone, and the running back, Gallman, and a couple other guys. So, they can't be that good again. Yeah, you just watch. He's done a hell of a job. I think people are going to be very surprised, especially those that assume Florida State is going to win that conference.
Right now, according to the coaches poll, they're the number two team in the nation. Right now, number one, Alabama, the only SEC team in the top 10. A little surprised by how far the SEC has fallen?
A little bit, I guess. I mean, the coaches, you'd be hard-pressed to find a group that knows less about the game of college football from the standpoint of which team is which than coaches. So they ought to call that poll the SID poll. That usually fills out most of those ballots.
You're right about that.
If the SEC is currently guilty of anything, I think it's guilty of, you know, not being 8 teams, 9 teams, 10 teams deep, as they have been in some years. You know, this is a year that you've got one side of the conference, you know, you're on the West, you know, Alabama, LSU, Auburn, I think have been recognized as teams that are going to be pretty doggone good. And then that leaves the rest of that side to be just sort of okay. And as far as the East goes, it has been since Missouri first joined it, but, you know, it's a crapshoot. Is it Georgia? No one knows. Is it Tennessee? No one knows. People forget Florida's won that conference 2 years. I mean, that division 2 years in a row. So, yeah, I don't think there's anybody scaring anybody on the East. But if you go through all the other conferences, you know, which other conference has more than three or four pretty good teams? Maybe the Big Ten, but that's sort of extrapolating and assume teams like, you know, Wisconsin and, you know, Michigan State, maybe even Michigan, are going to be one of those top teams.
I think what you're seeing, though, in the Big Ten, too, like in the SEC right now, the top coach is Nick Saban. But Les Miles is gone. Mark Richt is gone. The guy from Florida, Steve Spurrier, he's gone. So it seems like there's a little bit of a brain drain when it comes to head coaches into the SEC. But when you look at the Big Ten, they got the Jim Harbaughs, they've got the Urban Meyers, they got the James Franklins. They have the big name coaches are now in the Big Ten.
Yeah, a little bit more. You know, it does seem the SEC is not something you assume is a character out of My Cousin Vinny. You know, there's you get the two Utes. And there's a lot of youths on that side, but there's some really good coaches. And I think the bottom line in most conferences these days is probably the line of scrimmage. And that's really what separates specifically the SEC and the Big Ten, I think, as conferences, is they are so good on both sides of the ball.
What do you think of the coach here that Missouri has in Barry Odom, second year? Do you think that they found, you know, maybe someone who's going to have the same kind of tenure that Gary Pinkel had?
Well, they're sure hoping. You know, we know for one thing, is no Bill Snyder. As far as lasting wise, you know, for their sake, you really got to hope so. They're in a position where if they can keep their tradition of being so good on the defensive side of the ball, of being able to rush the passer exceedingly well, being able to put people, no matter who they are in the SEC, in those down and distance quandaries. And then on offense, not do anything real crazy with the ball, they're going to always be close. That's the most impressive thing I think I've looked at them over the last few years is, you know, for all the problems they've had or issues people think they have, you know, they're always right there. And I think that's a direct reflection of the guy that's leading them, you know, Pinkel before and now Odom.
It was so strange that 2 years ago, when Gary Pinkel's final year, that the Missouri defense was amazing. The offense couldn't score any points whatsoever. And then last year's the exact opposite. The offense was pretty good, and the defense couldn't stop a nosebleed. If they can just find a way to get the two together, you know, they may win, you know, seven games and get to a bowl.
You know, you got to remember, nobody produces. I mean, name me a program that's produced a run of defensive ends and defensive linemen that Missouri did there for a while.
Yeah.
I mean, it was silly. Bama didn't do that. Notre Dame didn't do that. SC didn't do that. Nobody did that. And, you know, what were they guilty of last year? Well, they were guilty of having some young players, and they were guilty of not having, you know, a handful of those guys that can be real dominant defensively. But, you know, that's usually the byproduct when that happens is, you get to play guys that in another year or so are going to be pretty damn good because of the experience they're getting.
Randy Cross from CBS Sports joining us right now on the Bellman Automotive phone line. You can follow him on Twitter at RandyCrossFB, and he has a new podcast coming out called Unsafe Spaces. Randy, in your opinion, what team ranked outside of the top 15 or maybe not ranked at all can you see possibly creeping into the top 10 sometime this year?
Well, you know, I really think when you look at teams like Georgia, Florida, Tennessee, you know, where are they going to appear, you know, in the top 25? You're going to probably start seeing those teams, what, about 14, 15 or so?
Yeah.
One of those, I think, will finish in that top 10 area, maybe the last week or two. Now, I'm not saying they're going to win the SEC. But one of those teams is going to finish the regular season with a really nice, you know, a double-digit win type of a season. So, you know, I would look at those kind of teams. I know one thing for sure. You know, Washington's going to be amazing out west. SC is going to be amazing out west. People ignore Stanford, which I think is ridiculous. Stanford's going to be a team that will finish probably somewhere in that around that top 10 towards the end of the year. You know, my UCLA Bruins, I think Jim Mora's got a chance to have a pretty doggone good team if, you know, the quarterback can finally start playing as delivered and he can really craft a defense because, you know, they've had a lot of potential. But like we all know, potential is just a French word for not worth a damn.
Do you think that Jim Mora Jr. is on the hot seat out there in UCLA?
Oh, I wouldn't say it's bubbling hot, but he has to put a towel down on that toilet seat before he sits down.
And you have to be really proud. I mean, understand that, you know, it's you don't want to see USC succeed too much, but the way that the Pac-12 has really come back with USC, with UW, even with Colorado, even though I know they're not an original member, they kind of joined a couple years ago, but still part of the Pac-12 now. You really have to be happy as someone who played in the Pac-12 how great that conference is right now.
I'm fired up. I'm really happy for them. You know, I think it's something that's kind of right with the world is when the West Coast is actually participating. It's the same in the NFL. You know, in the NFL, to really have a real good year as far as the teams and the fans and everything, you know, Seattle's got to be there. San Francisco's got to be there. You know, Oakland's got to be there. Got to have teams on the West Coast that are viable, and I think having UW do what they did last year with the playoff, getting to the playoff, really gave people a lot of hope in other places that, you know, this isn't a 5-year, you know, build out.
Let's talk about this podcast that you're starting, Unsafe Spaces. Where can we go to download it and listen to it, and what made you decide to start it?
Well, thanks. Yeah, you can find it on iTunes. There's a Twitter page, Facebook page. I mean, it's just about anywhere you can. It's on SoundCloud. We've been messing with it and tweaking it and turning it for the last month and a half or so. It's it's a little bit of sports. It's a little bit of sort of everyday life as far as stuff that is in the news, you know. So, you know, we complain about politics and everything else every once in a while. And then a lot of it's about people and how entertaining they can be, both by the stuff that they believe and the stuff they say.
And who do you do this podcast with?
It's just me.
It's just you. Randy Cross, no holds barred. I like it.
Just me, yeah.
Yeah.
It's about a half hour of me. It and get it out. It's kind of fun. I hope people get a chance to check it out, because from a podcast standpoint, I think the production value is a little bit off the chart. Most people aren't expecting to see stuff like what we do.
And that's the great thing now about podcasts, is that it kind of just gives you an outlet. As like you said, it's not just about sports only. It's about a little bit of everything, but it just gives you an outlet to, you know, voice maybe an opinion you have, a frustration you have over something. Here's your outlet for it. It's great.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's stuff I like to show, stuff I like to talk about on the podcast. I think the best way to describe it is, you know, I always keep track of individuals, groups, or whatever, but I'm big on the whole theory of stupid in public. And people can say things and do things and whatnot, and I enjoy talking about that. So I think people will enjoy that and get a good old dose of college football and a little bit of baseball and basketball and whatnot too. But I think people enjoy it.
College football cannot get here fast enough. This past Saturday, I'm just like, there is absolutely nothing on TV right now, and I'm just ready for nothing but 12 hours of college football. And it's only going to be a few weeks away. Can't wait.
Just wait until they start foisting preseason games. I mean, lots of preseason games on us.
Yeah, you're right about that.
Because you're so excited, and it was a Hall of Fame game, and it was cool. You watched it, and you tuned in, you went, oh, that's right. It's not a real game. And they have, you know, most of the guys on the field just sort of suck, and they can watch their Hall of Fame game on a loop while they're driving that UPS truck in a couple weeks.
Yeah, I remember that was kind of funny how everybody was reacting to Blaine Gabbert's performance in the Hall of Fame game. I'm like, seriously? We're going to break down Blaine Gabbert's performance in the Hall of Fame game? I mean, why? I mean, I know Blaine Gabbert's from St. Louis. And he went to Mizzou. But still, why are we going to break down his performance just for something to do?
August, and you don't have Jack else to talk about.
You're right about that. Randy, thank you for your time, sir. We look forward to speaking to you many times throughout the college football season.
You got it. Anytime. Thank you.
Thanks, Randy. That is Randy Cross from CBS Sports, College Football Hall of Famer. You can follow him on Twitter at RandyCrossFB. Actually, my favorite thing about Randy Cross, he was in the huddle during the Super Bowl for the John Candy game. That is my favorite thing, where Joe Montana said, "Isn't that John Candy?"
Hey, isn't that John? Yep.
Isn't that John Candy?
Everyone, was freaking out, and then from that moment on, they were all pretty calm.
The next time I had him tell the story on my show before, but I don't think you were here, Rock, and I know that you weren't here, Giamatti. The next time we have him on, I'll have him tell the story.
Yeah,
it's pretty good. Look, it's John Candy. Let's take a commercial break, and then coming up on the other side, we're going to be joined by Ben Albright from AM 1340 in Denver. You're listening to That 590 Show. First hour is in the books. It's been brought to you by Thomas Bax at American Family Insurance. Call 314-298-7770. Mention 590 and get a $10 gift card. You're listening to That 590 Show right here on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM and InsideSTL.com.